They quickly circulated among the sprawled figures littering the campsite to make sure they were all dead. They were, except for the man Preacher had just kicked in the face. His jaw was broken. Hawk grabbed his hair, jerked his head up, and got ready to cut his throat.
Whoa! Hold on there, son.
Why? They attacked us.
Now wait just a dadgum minute.
Preacher hunkered on his heels. Hawk remained behind the man, ready to let his knife drink deep of the prisoner's blood. Charlie, Aaron, and White Buffalo came over. At first glance, Preacher had thought all 8 attackers were white, but he saw he'd been wrong. This one had a lot of Spanish blood in him.
Habla inglés.
Blood trickled from the corners of the man's mouth.
I can't make out what you're saying, hombre. You just nod if you understand what I'm talking about.
The man nodded, although the motion must have hurt like blazes.
Good. Listen to me now. Old Hawk there's got himself a powerful hankering to cut your throat. I think if you're lying to me even for a second, I'm gonna go ahead and let him. You sabe?
The man nodded again. Tears ran down his cheeks, either from pain or fear or both.
You and these other fellas, are you the only ones in your bunch?
He shook his head.
How many?
The man was able to lift both trembling hands. He opened and closed them 3 times.
30 in addition to you fellas?
Another slow shake of the head.
So 30 counting you, which means there's 22 left somewhere.
The man nodded.
Why'd you jump us like this?
The man pointed a shaking finger at the pile of bundled and tied pelts to one side of the camp. Preacher and his companions had made a good haul already, and the season still had a long time to run.
You were gonna steal our furs. You're just a bunch of no-account thieves.
The man closed his eyes and nodded.
Well, can't say I'm surprised.
Preacher waved a hand at the wild, majestic Rocky Mountains rising around them.
There's millions of beaver in these streams, plenty to go around. If a fella's willing to work hard, don't mind running a few risks now and then, there just ain't no way he can fail to be successful out here. But I reckon there's always gonna be a certain amount of lowlifes who want somebody else to do all the work and run all the risk while they sit back and reap the rewards. Takes a mighty sorry varmint to do that, if you ask me.
Can I get this over with now?
Not just yet. Which way's your bunch's camp?
The man hesitated. Preacher raised his eyes to Hawk, and the prisoner realized Preacher was about to nod. A signal to go ahead and cut his throat. He raised his arm quickly and pointed to the north.
We could have backtracked and found them. No sign can escape the keen eyes of White Buffalo.
Charlie Todd scratched his brown beard. He looked confused.
Wait a minute. We're going to try to find the rest of this group this man came from?
That's right.
Why in the world would we do that?
This was Aaron Buckley who spoke. Clean-shaven, taller and slimmer than his best friend Charlie, he had black, curly hair.
When these fellas don't come back, the rest of that bunch will come looking for him. Chances are we'll have to deal with them sooner or later, so it might as well be on our terms. Anyway, they're thieves and killers, and if we don't stop them, there ain't no telling how many innocent trappers they're gonna rob and murder before they're through. Comes to that, there ain't no telling how many they've already killed, and I can't abide letting them get away with that. Soon as we're done here, we're heading north.
Well, I suppose I can see your point. We're going to be outnumbered more than 4-1, though.
Preacher turned his attention back to the prisoner. He rested the tip of his knife blade against the man's left thigh, and he pushed. The razor-sharp knife cut through the man's buckskin trousers and went a couple of inches into his leg. The man didn't try to jerk away. Didn't react at all, in fact.
You didn't feel that, did you?
The man had no idea what Preacher was talking about.
Hawk, let loose of his hair so he can look down here.
Hawk released his grip. The man bent his head forward enough to see Preacher's knife in his leg.
I thought the way you was holding your legs meant that you couldn't move them. You can't, can you?
The man's chest rose and fell frenziedly, but his legs didn't budge.
Yep. When I kicked you and knocked you over, you busted something in your back when you fell. You ain't never gonna walk again. Now, we can leave you alive here, but I reckon that ain't something I'd want if I was in your place. I'd rather get it over with quick-like.
Tears ran down the man's cheeks. He nodded. Then he closed his eyes, waiting. Preacher stood up and nodded to Hawk.